Hello.
Hello, ma'am. My name is Joe. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in your area of Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, I am.
That's awesome, ma'am. Would you be so kind as to share some of your opinions with us on this brief survey that we have going on?
How brief?
About 10, 15 minutes, more or less. A couple of quick questions.
Okay, let's do it.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, first question, when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay. Now, there's a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote, or wait until November to vote in the general election?
I probably will vote.
Okay. Now, next, please tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organization. Here's the first one. Nathan Johnson. Is your opinion of him favorable, somewhat favorable, unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I'm very unfavorable, I guess.
Okay. What about Clay Jenkins?
Favorable.
Okay. Now, would you say that it's very favorable or just somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Very, very favorable.
Okay. Victoria Levy.
Favorable.
Okay. Now, is it very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Colin Allred.
Somewhat favorable.
Ron Kirk.
Somewhat favorable.
Elizabeth Ginsburg.
Unfavorable.
Now, would you say it's somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. Yasmin Simon.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Roland Gutierrez.
Somewhat unfavorable.
And the organization Planned Parenthood.
Very favorable.
Okay. Your answers have been recorded. Next question. In a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Yasmin Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Ginsburg.
Okay. Now, which of the following five issues do you care about the most? Which is most important for a Democratic candidate to address? Is it education? You know, Governor Abbott's voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teachers' pay? Or is it guns? Sensible gun sale laws requiring red flag mental background checks and raising the age to 21 for buying assault-style weapons? Or is it abortion? Texas laws criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedoms? Or is it voting rights? Restrictions on voting, election denial, and threats to democracy, or local control. State Republicans preempting local laws on growth control, zoning, and worker rights. There are five issues here. Education, guns, abortion, voting rights, and local control. Which would you say is the most important to you?
Number two, guns.
Guns. Okay. Now, what would be the next most important issue for you?
Education.
Okay. Now, in general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? One who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-founded campaign and emphasizes Democratic values, but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-jobs, business-friendly message? Or one with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party?
Number two.
Okay. Next, rate each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Yasmin Simon. Leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion. Right, so we're going to be rating the statements describing her to see how that affects your opinion. So Yasmin Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits. Knowing that, does it definitely make you want to vote for her? Probably vote for her. Does not impact your opinion.
That does not impact my opinion.
Okay. Now, Yasmin will work to pass common sense gun reforms like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks. Would that definitely make you vote for her? Probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion?
Probably.
Okay. In Austin, Yasmin will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local communities. Definitely vote for her? Probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion?
Does not impact my opinion.
Okay. Now, Yasmin is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living the American dream. Definitely vote for her? Probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion?
Probably vote for her.
Okay. Yasmin Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration. Definitely vote for her. Probably vote for her. Does not impact.
Probably vote for her.
Okay. Now, Yasmin Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedoms, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ+ community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businessmen. Or just businesses, sorry. Does that definitely make you want to vote for her? Probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion?
Probably vote for her.
Okay. Now, Yasmin will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans. Definitely vote. Probably vote for, or does not impact.
Could you repeat the beginning of it, please?
Sure thing. Yes, of course. So Yasmin will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans.
Okay. All right. The first choice, positively vote.
Okay. Now, Yasmin Simon will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education. Definitely vote for, probably vote for, or does not impact.
Probably vote for her.
Okay. Now, Yasmin and her husband have raised their three children in the Park Cities. Definitely vote for? Probably vote for. Or does not impact?
Does not impact.
Okay. Yasmin Simon puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Gracie. Definitely vote for, probably vote for, or does not impact.
Probably vote for her.
Okay. Yasmin is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping the House seat blue with Yasmin Simon's common sense, problem-solving approach. Definitely vote, probably vote, but does not impact.
Probably vote.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Yasmin Simon because she is the fighter with broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Mayer in November. Definitely vote for? Probably vote for. Does not impact.
Probably vote for her.
Okay. Now, Yasmin Simon is running to end the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures, even when a woman's life is in danger. Definitely vote for? Probably vote for, or does not impact?
Definitely vote for her.
Okay. At this point, ma'am, we're about 68% already done with the survey. We're almost there. We'll be done with this quick and get you back to your day, okay? Again, we thank you for sharing your time with us. Here's the next question. Okay. Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on all this information about Yasmin Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today? Yasmin Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg?
Yasmin.
Okay. Next, as you know, political campaigns these days, they often include negative statements about the candidates, right? Rate if each of the following statements about Yasmin Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg would cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or not matter to you. Right, so these are negative political campaigns. The first one is Liz Ginsburg's losing record shows she is not the right Democrat to win HD 108. In 2022, when other Democrats came within 1% of their Republican opponents, Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer, and there is no reason to believe she is a strong or more valuable candidate against the Republicans today. Definitely vote against. Probably vote against. Does not matter.
Does not matter.
Okay. Now, if Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature. But Liz Ginsburg's losing to Morgan Mayer by a large margin in just 2 years ago shows she is not able to bring the change Texas needs. Definitely vote against, probably vote against, or does not matter?
Does not matter.
Okay. Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the only candidate who voted in Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue. Definitely vote against, probably vote against, or does not matter?
Does not matter.
Okay. Yasmin Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just does not share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment? Definitely vote against? Probably vote against, or it does not matter?
Does not matter.
Okay. Yasmin's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton, even though Paxton is a big mega Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power. Definitely vote against, probably vote against, or does not matter?
Probably vote against.
Okay. Now, after hearing this information, which candidate, Liz Ginsburg or Yasmin Simon, would you vote for in the Democratic primary if you had to choose today?
Could you say, repeat the names for me, please?
Sure. I'll repeat the whole question. After hearing this information, which candidate, Liz Ginsburg or Yasmin Simon, would you vote for in the Democratic primary if you had to choose today?
Yasmin.
Okay. Lastly, having heard all the information in this poll, what would you say is the most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for the Texas State House should fight for?
Gun control.
Okay, allow me a second. I'm recording your answer. Now, just a few questions for classification purposes. I know that by speaking to you, you're female, so I'll go ahead and choose that option. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 and over?
65 and over.
Okay. What is the last grade that you completed in school? 0 through 11, high school, business school or some college graduate degree?
I have a graduate degree, master's.
A graduate. Thank you, ma'am. Now, do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive, moderate, or somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your ethnic or racial background? African American or Black, Mexican or Latino heritage, Asian Pacific or other Asian heritage, Arab or Muslim, white or Caucasian, or something else?
White and Caucasian.
Thank you very much for your time today. That concludes the survey. Again, we thank you so very much for your participation. Right, your answers will help us with the research that we were conducting. Do you have any questions for me today, ma'am?
No, I don't, sir. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so very much again for your time, ma'am. You have a great evening, okay?
Okay.
Okay, ma'am.